The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, early Sunday morning and you're in for a good treat. We're going to dissect a new tax law. Yeah. I know we take on these challenges, but thankfully, we have Brian Campbell, CEO and founder of Rockland Professional Services, otherwise known as Rockland Pro. Thank you for joining us. And let's jump right into it. It is the new tax law. Everybody has an opinion about it. I just want to start off with, you know, we're going to dissect this, get under the hood and try to figure this out. There's a lot of talk about the new tax brackets and, you know, some say they've gone up and the myths and misconceptions. So help us understand what's up with the new tax law and the new tax brackets.
Sure, absolutely. So I think everybody kind of understands that the percentages have gone down, right? So we know that once upon a time, it was the 10, the 15, the 25% tax brackets. Now we've got it been replaced by the 10, the 12, the 22%. So yeah, we've gone down a few percentage points, you know, across the board. But what people really don't understand, I don't think, something that's definitely not been well communicated, is that in addition to the tax percentages going down, they've also widened the tax brackets. So what a lot of taxpayers don't understand is, you know, they say, oh, what tax bracket are you in? Oh, I'm in the 28% tax bracket. Yeah, you're in 28% tax bracket, but you're also in all the other tax brackets before then.
Like from zero to $10,000 is, let's say, 10% or whatever the case is. So remember, a lot of people, you know, they're tuning in, you know, they haven't done their taxes yet, obviously. They're getting their 1099s in and, you know, we're all kind of like, whoa, where is this going to be? And, you know, there's always, you know, again, there's just been so much talk about, and this is our first time through it. So tax brackets to me has been one of the biggest things we need to kind of get under the hood, understand what they're trying to do, and kind of hopefully, I guess, breathe a little bit easier that these tax brackets are more advantageous than when they were prior to this new tax law changes.
Yeah, exactly. So let's take a couple numbers, you know, as an example, right? So let's take taxable income at $76,000, right? 76K. Okay. So if you're looking at the 2017 tax bracket for married filing jointly, you would be at the 25% tax bracket, right? Because it would go from 75,900, you're at 76, you'd fall into that 25% tax bracket. Well, now fast forward, go into the 2018 tax brackets. Well, that same $76,000 now falls into the 12% tax bracket.
Wow, so that's a big difference.
That's a big difference, right? So now, you know, yeah, it went from 25% to 22% on the tables, but if you actually look at where the numbers actually fall, you could actually be much less than that. So that's just one number, right? So take that and extrapolate that across all the other brackets.
So there's some good news that people are tuning in this morning. I mean, they're waking up and they got the coffee going, got the tea going, get the cobwebs out, and now we're hitting them and say, hey, this tax law, at least the tax brackets, are better than what people expect, you know? And again, as we're getting under the hood, I always think kind of like, you know, when this all happened, a lot of people, I'm sure, at work did not change their withholding, right? Because it's a moving target. They weren't sure what the numbers are. The IRS, in fact, doesn't even know if you go on their website some of these things. So some people may get surprised if they kept the same withholding numbers based on the new tax brackets in 2018. They may get a surprise for them.
Yeah, maybe. For sure. One thing to keep in mind too is, so they updated the payroll tax tables at the beginning of last year. I don't believe it was, you know, January 1st, but they definitely updated it at the beginning of last year. So some of those you know, quote unquote refunds that they're going to be getting money back came throughout the year in each one of their paychecks. So they may be expecting that they're going to get, you know, all this money back at the end of the year. Yeah, they may be getting money back at the end of the year, but those crumbs that Nancy Pelosi refers to, well, those are the crumbs that they've been getting. Those are the bits and pieces, the pennies and dollars that they've been getting throughout the year from one paycheck to the next.
Right, so the withholdings have changed and so forth, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. And we're dissecting the new tax law with Brian Campbell, CEO and founder of Rockland Professional Services, otherwise known as Rockland Pro. He's a pro, has been doing this a long time. time. And yikes, I mean, you're gonna have pretty, I mean, you have a cot in your office. I mean, the sleepover during the tax season.
Yeah, definitely a pillow.
Definitely a pullout sort of thing. So look, there's been talk about and confusion about meals and entertainment for business owners. I'm a business owner too, and I've been told four different ways of how to handle meals and entertainment. So can you just, you know, kind of clean this up for us and tell us how business owners should, you know, should deal with meals and entertainment on their tax returns?
Sure. And I guess the first thing you do is start off with what was it historically,
okay,
right? So in 2017 and beyond and past, meals and entertainment, as everybody calls it, M&E, it was commingled, right? So it didn't make a difference if you categorize something as meals, if you categorize something as entertainment, they both have the same tax treatment, right? It was 50% of whatever you spent, again, subject to certain rules and guidelines. Now, what is it for 2018? Well, entertainment is now 0%. So meals is still 50%. So that's the difference. So meals and entertainment are no longer commingled. Meals is treated as meals, still follows the same code as in the past. And then entertainment is entertainment and it's zero.
So when you say entertainment, okay, so let's be real. So these, give me an example of what you would say entertainment that used to be okay to use.
Sure. So when people went and got, you know, baseball tickets or football tickets.
Right. So now those areas. So again, that's a good rate. I'm a Yankees fan. Okay, I'm sorry, guys, if you're a Met fans. But okay, so we're Yankee fans here. So if I went out and took my clients to a nice day in the Bronx and, you know, Yankee win course, and I was able to write that off, I can't write that off anymore. And the question is, I don't know if you follow this, but those businesses that are entertainment from, let's say, concerts or Broadway shows or sporting events, have they seen a downturn from these big corporations that were used to doing those type of things for clients?
Well, I haven't spoken to them personally, so I'm not sure, but I would imagine there would be an impact just due to the spending habit changes that those who would buy those tickets would have. So I know my clients, you know, once upon a time were buying those tickets, and now they're not.
Right.
Some of them are buying those tickets because they really want them, right? They're Yankees
fans,
they're
Giants fans.
Yeah,
you want to buy them, you're
going to
go anyway.
They're going to go anyway, right?
Sure.
It's just that unfortunately now they don't get to deduct, you know, the 50% that they would if they were using it as entertainment expense with their clients.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you kind of straightened that out, because I've heard four different things, four different ways, and you've said it one way concisely. But was there a time that that changed? Again, obviously new tax law, but because of the different degrees of it.
Yeah. So actually, the tax law came out, right? It was effective January 1st. However, the IRS didn't even give any proposed guidance on meals versus entertainment until October of 2018.
Nice.
So imagine for a moment, it's January 1st.
You got these big corporations.
Big corporations, yeah. They're like, well, what do we do? What do we do? And they didn't know, right? Because again, IRS hadn't even provided any guidance.
Well, again, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances, and we'll be right after this break. And today we're dissecting the new tax law. We'll be right back.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. I smell the coffee going, toast going, and wow, we got a great topic for you, dissecting the new tax law. Before we jump back into that, you just heard from our buddy, Mike Bennett. He actually gave away my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, that book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But you'll get that book for free because the early bird gets the worm, and God, you're up early. So call 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. 215-371-0101. If you want more information about today's topic, when you leave your message, tell us you want more information. We'll get some more tax information off to you. And today's guest is Brian Campbell. Brian Campbell is the CEO and founder of Rockland Professional Services. And we have him looking under the hood, dissecting the tax law. I'm glad that you're doing this, not me. Right before the break, we spoke a little bit about entertainment and meals for businesses. Now we're going to switch topics a little bit for those parents with 529 plans. There's some confusion around that as well. So let's just dig into that, because I know a lot of people who put away for the kids' college use a 529 plan. So what's new with that, with the new tax law?
Okay. So with the new federal tax law, emphasis on federal tax law, is that if you have a 529 account, traditionally you'd have been able to use that for postgraduate education, right?
So
higher education, you go to college, you can use it. Now, with the new tax law changes, again, at the federal level, you're now able to use your 529 account for education from K through 12. So if
there's a big difference. You can use for a Catholic school or a private school, ninth grader, seventh grader. So that really widens the use of a 529 plan.
Right. Gives much more flexibility into the 529. However...
Oh, there's always a however, Brian.
There is. So, as of December 28th, 2018, yeah, that's right, only a few days just before the end of the 2018 tax year.
And after Santa Claus, bah humbug.
The New York State Department of Taxation and Finance came out with a bulletin. And that bulletin basically said that if you have a New York 529 plan and you want to use that 529 plan as it was redesigned, I guess, from the federal government standpoint for K through 12, you cannot. They're still limiting that 529 plan, that New York 529 plan
Is that the only state that you're aware of that has done that? Because remember, that's our listeners. It's all New York pretty much here in the Hudson Valley. I think this is the only state that's actually said such a thing.
The only one that I'm aware of at this point in time, yeah.
Not nice at all.
Welcome to New York.
So again, so we're getting on the hood. We're dissecting the tax law. We've learned that tax rates are lower than they were before. The tax brackets are wider, meaning you stay in the lower tax bracket for a longer period of time. Any other nice little nuggets? Again, we've also heard the downside, which we'll get to in a little bit, but is there any other opportunities, any other nice little nuggets that have benefited tax holders, taxpayers?
Well, right now, I think a lot of the tax code is still being interpreted by the IRS. I mean, even, middle of January, late January, you go on and look for the instructions for the 1040, specifically looking at the tax brackets, and it says big red bold, draft, not for filing, and it's as of November 1st, 2018. Well, here it is. We're almost ready to file. E-filing opens up January 28th, and the IRS is still sitting there, with not final forms, with not final guidance, with not final instructions.
Yeah, it's always confusing. Well, you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, dissecting the new tax law, getting under the hood, figuring this out. Thankfully, Brian Campbell, of founder and CEO of Rockland Professional Services, Rockland Pro, is helping us figure this out. So I always try to sit back, and we always try to figure out when the government does something, they kind of want something out of that. So like that 1986 Tamra Act, so to speak, a long time ago, it was really trying to get more people to invest in homes and kind of really free up homes. And remember, there's restrictions if you made too much money in a home, and people just sat on capital gains, didn't want to do anything, and that kind of broke through. So, I mean, what do you think from the, again, I know this is an opinion, but from the top down, what are the tax law changes? What is it that they're trying to incentivize? What are they trying to make it so people don't do, or what they want people to do to kind of make the economy work better, so to speak?
Right. So if you listen to Donald Trump and what he said he's been trying to do, and that is put more money back into people's pockets, right? He wants, mom and pop to be able to go out, ordinary taxpayer, go out with more money in their pocket to increase spending. Because increasing spending, definitely...
But mom and pop at this moment, before they file taxes, they don't really know for sure whether or not they have this extra savings, because I think some people always look at the glass half empty. I do sometimes too, and say, I think somehow they're going to whack me with more taxes. So I understand what you're saying, and really what the goal of any administration is, try to create more jobs, velocity of money moving around and so forth, spending. But I wonder if there's some people who have held back a little bit until they really see where they are going to be with taxes.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, a lot of my clients go, look, I want to get as much money back as I possibly can. At the same time, I want to pay as little as I can too. So what they say is, look, if I have to pay a little bit more up front, meaning have more withheld from my paycheck, from paycheck to paycheck, I'd rather that than have to pay out of pocket at the end of the year when I file my taxes.
Right. And that brings up another point too. When you look at withholdings, and again, this is a moving target. It's even professionals are having difficulties with it, because you go to irs.org. It's .org, right, I guess?
irs.gov.
irs.gov. And you see that they're having problems trying to implement this. So you can imagine. But what is it that the taxpayer should do under that level?
Yeah. So right now, I've told my clients keep everything the same, right? So one of the things that's changed from 2017 to 2018 is they've done away with the personal exemption. So once upon a time, if you were a single person, the personal exemption was, you know, $4,050, right? 2017. For married filing jointly, the personal exemptions were $8,100. Now fast forward, we're in 2018. So the personal exemptions for both the single filers, the married filing jointly, the married filing separately, the head of households, it's zero. And again, part of that was due to making up with the standard deduction. So when you double the standard deduction, you're eliminating the personal exemption. At the end of the day, you are a little bit ahead. But again, that's if you're filing the standard deduction.
So what happened to simplifying the tax code? I'm asking these questions. I'm getting on the hood with you. I'm getting my hands all full of grease, so to speak. And it's kind of sloppy under there once you get in there and start trying to see the moving pieces. Some things seem to be a positive offset, and then some seems to be kind of offsetting the other way. It seems to be pretty difficult to kind of assess kind of where you are.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the other goals besides putting money into people's pockets were how can we simplify the tax code and make it easier for everybody? Well, I think the way he's tried to make it easier is, through the standard deduction, right?
So to take that instead of the deductions. And, after this message, we're going to pick right up on that and what you should do as a taxpayer, knowing kind of where the IRS is and where this is heading. So if you're just tuning in, it's Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, presenting you a GPS for your finances. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, bright and early. Today's topic, dissecting the new tax law. We're digging right in there. Well, before that, though, I want you to get my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So call 845-371-0101. Now, if you're driving, two hands on a wheel when you get back home, on the WHUD.com, go there, lower right-hand side, and you'll see our offer still stands. So you can write in, if you're driving, we want to make sure you're still driving. So 845-371-0101 or WHUD.com, lower right-hand side, and get our book off for there. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free, which sells for $17.99 on Amazon, $17.99 in Barnes & Noble, but free. The first 20 callers get off to a good start in 2019. 845-371-0101. We're with Brian Campbell here, CEO and founder of Rockland Pro, professional services, Rockland Pro. We're dissecting it. And right before the break, we started getting into the standard deduction. And while this seems to be complicated, all these moving pieces, the standard deduction is aimed to make it less complicated. Is that right?
That is correct, right? Okay. So whereas before you had all these different itemized deductions, by increasing the standard deduction as much as was done, now you're taking some of the itemized deducting folks and putting them into the standard deduction bucket. So that means that if you used to itemize and now it's getting real close, you're actually falling on the standard deduction side. Now you don't have to worry about holding receipts for medical expenses, for charitable contributions, or for the most complicated, right? Those unreimbursed job-related expenses.
Right. So that's the aim is really simplified by giving pretty much a double the exemption it was. Is that the number,
yeah,
roughly?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess one thing listeners are going to say, okay, wait, okay. The thing I keep on hearing over and over again in New York State, because everybody that kind of tunes into our station here at WHUD finds himself with higher property taxes. So here we go. You know, we know $10,000 is a ceiling, which really works well in Biloxi, Mississippi, when you're paying $2,500 a year or some other parts of the country. But here in New York State, I mean, there could be a fair amount of people who are listening right now who are could be perhaps greater than $10,000. So can we break that down a little bit, you know, get under the hood and try to figure out what, if anything, you know, taxpayers can do about this?
Yeah, so I think we're pretty much stuck on that one, right? So the SALT, the state and local tax deduction, found in the itemized, you know, Schedule A, it's capped at $10,000. So that's including your real estate taxes, your state and local taxes, those withholdings you have from your state paychecks. It's capped at $10,000. There's just no way around that. So for those of us who are in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area where we do pay taxes that are very high, both taxes in real estate as well as state income tax, we're just kind of stuck, unfortunately.
So, and I guess it really depends on a person. And certainly, you know, it's hard to even in a conversation like this try to figure out for the person who's tuning in whether this new tax law is going to benefit it or not. But the offsetting factor is the double standard deduction. For some people, when they're doing the numbers, because they may be in a situation with a high property taxes, high state taxes, where for we may find out they're not going to get a benefit out of this new tax law.
That's correct.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yet there may be those who, again, there's so many variables, but let's say the other variable, you know, using standard deduction, not have as high of a property tax, may find themselves that this tax law is beneficial to them.
Yeah. And if you think about it also, so when you look at the ratio of people who take the standard deduction, you know, pre-17 and earlier, it was about 75% took the standard deduction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the number should be higher then. I mean, if that number is double.
Yeah. So I'm a math guy, right? So I like to think right. In terms of ratios and percentages. So if I look at the standard deduction, most, you know, 75% of taxpayers are taking the standard deduction. That means that really we're looking at 25% of taxpayers that are taking the itemized deduction. Well, now with the increase in the standard deduction, almost double from what it was, you're going to have more and more taxpayers falling into that standard deduction bracket. Right. Now, it sounds like more people are going to benefit as a result of that, right? But let's look at our geographic region. You know, we're in New York, we're in Connecticut, we're in New Jersey. So that while that may be true across, you know, the nation, across the country, that may not necessarily be true for our taxpayers here.
Yeah, so
we
can pay the property
tax
taxes and not get that back. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Don't forget, Mike and Casey show them on Monday through Friday around 8:25. I follow the traffic. They navigate you through the streets and 684 Taconic Parkway every day. And we try to navigate you through these crazy, crazy markets. I give the national news, local news, markets, and so forth. Every Monday through Friday around 8:25 on the way home. We got you covered there. Andy Bell Show. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Manager, around 5:15. Gives you the national averages, national news, local averages, local news. We got it all covered for you Monday through Friday. Of course, every Sunday morning we're here. And we're dissecting the new tax law. We're getting under the hood with Brian Campbell here today in Pearl River. And, you know, I guess one thing that comes up quite a bit is how long should I hold onto my tax records? So you find some people are hoarders. You watch a TV show and they have their, you know, tax returns since 1929. And have other people just throw them out. I mean, you've heard 7 years, 5 years, 10 years. Help us kind of clean up our garages here today.
Sure, yeah. I always recommend to my clients, keep them for 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah, reason being is the IRS is probably behind schedule by about 3 years, so go forward back 3 years, at six, add another one for good luck.
I was hoping more than that, because trying to clean that clock. Because I'm sure that comes up a lot too, how long you should hold them on to.
Yeah, and what we recommend to our clients, and we actually do it for our clients, is anytime they give us documentation, whether it's hard copy or soft copy, we put it onto a flash drive, we secure that's flash drive, and we hand it back to them. So it's a lot easier to take a flash drive, throw it into your safe deposit box, than to take these bulky
files.
Sounds
like the Get Smart days. Here they're walking around these little things and it get taxed. So yeah, we have to finish up here in a little bit. But so, what is kind of the overall theme you're going to see for this tax? Again, there's going to be a lot of confusion. And that's why we're trying to dissect it. But what do you think the overall theme when people do their taxes? And now, let's say we're in a fall 2019. We look back and we're going to say, hey, we're still confused by this. We got it. Like, what do you think, if you had a little crystal ball looking for where we're going to feel about this new tax season?
Yeah, so I think we're going to find that some people are happy about it. Some people aren't happy about it, which is going to be the case whether it was 2017, 2018, or 2019, right? But I think that people are going to understand it a little bit better coming out of you know, filing their taxes for 2018, going into the fall of 19. But there's still going to be some unknowns, right? So again, because this tax code is new, there are no precedents right now. So the interpretations are going to still come. They could be coming for the next couple of years. So it's going to go back and forth. It's going to be confusing, but I think it's going to be less confusing later this year than it is right now.
Well, thank you for being our guest today and dissecting the tax law. You've been great. Again, for anyone who wants more information about what we covered today, call Mahoney Asset Management 845-37101. And again, until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.